Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat on our new night at our new time. So welcome to the new and improved Matt Chat. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am being joined by NWF ring announcer and Hall of Famer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are we doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I don't know about yourself.
I couldn't be better if I was twins, and let me tell you, that would be a scary thing for everybody. But beyond that, what an exciting show we have this evening. Not only are we going to discuss the NWF's upcoming event in Fairfield, but we are going to be joined by Hollywood Adam Swayze, his new agent, Gideon Weinstein, and one of my personal favorites, the Northern Wrestling Federation champion himself, the Titan. And let me tell you, those three individuals, especially when you pair Swayze with his new agent and the Titan, those are some very combustible elements. But, I mean, I'm just going to say it now. This show in Fairfield is huge. Like, phenomenally huge. Like, this could rival pretty much almost anything you'd see anywhere, in my opinion. It is an all-star lineup.
I would say that about most any NWF show that I've ever seen or heard of.
Well, that is very true. We do pride ourselves on putting on the best show possible at all times. And I will say this, these young men and women, and even the people that have been around the company for quite some time, we pride ourselves on going out there, being the best, raising the bar every time we go out. And this is no different.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
go right on.
I was going to say, let's jump right into it. We've already got two callers that are chomping at the bit to get on the air.
Let's get them on here.
And now we've got three, and you are all three on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful, like I always am.
And do you know why? Do you schmucks know why he's doing so wonderful?
Did you sell a brand new Toyota 1992?
He is the greatest actor in Hollywood. That's why he's doing so fantastic tonight.
So, are you saying he got booked in another hemorrhoid commercial?
Okay.
First of all,
okay. Listen here, Callie. Do you really want to? Do you want all of the listeners to stop listening right now? Because I'll leave right now if you want me to.
There goes all of your listeners.
Have a little fun.
Oh, Titan! Did you finally wake up from Bone Crushers? Did you finally wake up from Bone Crushers?
Oh, that was a good one, boy.
You know,
are you talking to me? You're talking to me. I guess not. Good to know.
If it wasn't for the fact that I think you absolutely deserve it, Swayze, I would almost feel sorry for you come Saturday. Almost.
Feel sorry for me? Why would you feel sorry for me? I'm the next NWF champion come Saturday. You were right there, Callie. You saw what happened at Bone Crushers. You saw the Titan being carried out. What makes you think I can't do that again in Fairfield?
Bone.
You have to. Please go ahead, sir.
Oh, you know, I think Mr. Swayze pretty much summed it up perfectly. Mr. Swayze walked out of Bone Crushers with his head held high. Walked out. Didn't have to get helped out. Didn't get his noggin split open on a steel chair. Like some other folks on the show here.
It took two individuals, a low blow, and a steel chair. Somehow, that doesn't add up to the standards of what I would consider a good champion, but that's my opinion. But let's talk about this show coming, this Saturday show. A gentleman that I believe everybody on this call is very familiar with will be in action. None other than Mr. Reality Check himself will be there in Fairfield in action. And I've got to say, that's one man I do not want to cross. He's big, he's mean, and I have a distinct feeling he's going to give some young individual a reality check of their life.
Come on, Swayze, what do you say, huh? What do you say? What do you say about Mr. Reality Check there, huh?
What do I say about Mr. Reality Check? I mean, he's not as good as me, but he's got his name out there. He's got his name out there, and whoever decides to step in the ring with them, pun intended, is going to get a reality check.
Oh, more gold. More gold from Mr. Swayze.
We've got the relentless Ron Mathis going one-on-one with Bruce Gray, both of whom were involved in that triple threat match for the NWF Tri-State Championship last time in Fairfield. Two very well-known individuals, very hard-hitting. That, to me, that's going to be a very exciting match to watch.
Titan, you got anything to say about this match? Come on, Titan.
Yeah, where you at on that there, guy?
Well, you know, maybe you guys should watch. These two guys have a lot of outside perspective. They have a little bit of a different style than the normal NWF style. I mean, you guys are chasing my NWF title. You want to be the NWF champion. You need to be aware of all the ongoings. So maybe you two should be the ones paying attention to this match. Because, if your big plan, boss, comes to fucking fruition, excuse my language, but then if it comes to fruition, then you know what's going to happen. You guys are going to be the champs, and you guys got to look out for guys like this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that worried. I mean, not
yeah,
for nothing. Those
nah,
guys
nah,
are
I'm
good.
Not that
those
worried.
Guys are good, but they ain't Mr. Swayze.
Yeah. I'm not that worried. I mean, I'll be worried once they're there.
Go ahead. You're not worried about anybody. You've barely been around it long enough to get your feet wet, and you already think you're going to set your sights on my title. Yet you're not worried about anyone else in the NWF. That's the difference. When you're the NWF champion, you are. You're aware of everyone. You're aware of what's going on in every single match, in every single division. You're worried every night about who's going to step up next. So you keep...
I guess that'll be a good lift off of your shoulders after Saturday, won't it? Because you won't have to worry about being a champ no more.
Is that what you think?
I'll take the pressure right off your shoulders after Saturday.
And do you think that's going to get you anywhere? Go back
I'm
to
in Hollywood. I'm in Hollywood. Hollywood will get me anywhere I want to go.
Is that a fact?
Oh, it is. It is a fact.
Hey, where has it gotten me so far?
Nowhere. It has gotten you absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere? Nowhere?
Who laid you out Saturday at Bone Crushers?
I'll answer that. Mr. Adam Swayze did.
That's
see,
right,
what you're playing a very dangerous game. You know, Gideon, I was you. Everyone knows I was you. I used to be the little guy running around dressed ridiculous, cheering on my client. And Swayze, I was you too. I was the one trying to make my spot when I wasn't ready.
Don't ever compare yourself to Adam Swayze.
Trying to take this spot, and I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you, it's a spot you're not ready for.
I mean, there were people that said that about Hollywood, and look where I'm at there, huh? Prove them wrong, and come January 27th, I'm going to prove you wrong.
You keep making all these references. He goes, okay, then why don't you bring some of your star-studded buddies to Fairfield? Let's pack this place out with some of your A-list celebrities so they can all watch. Maybe they can buy you some new gear so I don't have to keep ripping it when I spear you. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Okay, I can continue. Be a new buddy over here. Maybe you can buy him something that's not from the bottom of a dumpster behind Maury's Auto Parts right there on Vine Street, huh? How about that?
Hey, dumpster.
I'll have you know that is a silk shirt that costs more than your car. You understand me?
That's Gucci.
You probably do know how much my car is worth because you probably sold it to me a couple of years ago. I think I remember you. You sold me the one that broke down on the highway, I think, right?
What car?
Everyone
knows you take the bus.
I do not sell used cars. And if I did that big talking guy, if I sold cars, they'd be brand new Rolls Royces that you couldn't even come near.
Rolls Royces that I got five of.
Yeah, you have a nice Impala too that breaks down all the time.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sure.
He's driving fabulous cars when you're out there driving your schmuckmobile.
If I may.
Oh, hey, you're still here.
Yeah, you sniveling, snot-nosed twit, I'm still here.
Are you kidding me?
You
talk to my agent like that? Do you want us leaving?
You know, I mean, Mr. Swayze, you got other things to do. If you got to go, I mean, you can.
You have to be careful, Mr. Swift. You might miss the 8:30 appointment with your Jergens bottle.
Oh, that's funny, guy. Oh, yeah. You're real clever resulting that, what is this, like fifth grade now?
Fifth grade? You don't walk around calling people schmucks. Look how you dress. You look like you're going to your junior high prom, okay? So why don't you keep your nose out of it? I mean, if you want to put your nose in it, we can get in the ring anytime you want.
Whoa. Hey, he's an agent. He ain't a wrestler. He's an agent.
No. I'm the brains behind this operation here.
It is a terrible operation.
He's the brawns and also the brains.
Terrible operation. This operation has already gotten me a number one contender shot for your title multiple times. This operation isn't terrible if you ask me.
The only thing that's gotten you is on my bad side. You know, when you first got a shot, it was nothing. You know, there was some controversy in it. And you thank me, boy. You thank me. I'm the one. When Roger Ruffin and Nate Billy asked me, why are you messing around with this guy?
You were
the one
that won that
match. Give him another
shot.
I went in the ring with him again. I'm the one who put you in that spot. No one else. Not your ability, because your record shows that. I put you in that spot because I'm about to teach you a lesson. It's been all fun and games when in Fairfield, playtime is completely over because I will rip your head off and your freaking used car salesman can put it on the hood of his freaking Rolls Royce.
Teach me what lesson? After the Kirk Shepard incident, every time we stepped in the ring, you had to get yourself disqualified.
Disqualified.
All I did at Bone Crushers was give you a taste of your own medicine by having myself be disqualified.
How's your head there, bub? Feeling okay?
Oh, my head feels great. Earlier you said, you left me split and laid open. I'm sure there's no scratches and no blood, so you're an idiot. First off, get that straight. My head will be on completely fine. My head will be straight
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you do have a pretty thick skull, so.
Speaking of disqualifications, first off, and for the record, on multiple shots, multiple times when you have faced the Titan, and I will admit the referee did disqualify Titan. You, however, Mr. Swayze, should have been disqualified first.
I'm sorry, you're not an official now? What qualifies you to make that decision? You're an official now?
The fact that I was standing there and I watched it, and since I'm not an official, I could not make that call. But let me tell you what. You were lucky the official was down when it happened. So you pretty much goaded Titan to end up in that match. If you really wanted the title that bad, why didn't you just wait for him to be disqualified again?
Okay, so we did establish that you are not a licensed official, and this is just your opinion.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Careful before I snap that bow tie around your neck.
Oh, well, this is like the fourth time I've been threatened on this phone call, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be calling a lawyer when I get off of here.
Oh, hey, Gideon, just call my dream team. They'll have it done by tomorrow. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
Are they the ones who
thank
made the whole
first
talking thing go away? Because I remember that being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a restraining order against you? He doesn't come around anymore?
Well, restraining order.
How did your team handle that?
Yeah, he doesn't come around anymore because after that fiasco, Mr. Swayze got a restraining order against that schmuck. That's why he don't come around no more.
Well, you guys are going to need a restraining order against me here soon.
So, speaking of matches, we've got, and people that are ducking title defenses, we've got the current tri-state champion, Pompano Joe, taking on Alex Hayden. And as stated, he refuses to put the title on the line.
Kind of like how Titan should, since Titan's so scared about losing that title.
Scared.
That's why I bring in scumbags. You know, that's why I pay scumbags to come jump people, right? Yeah. I've been the most fighting champion in NWF history. Ever since I won that title, week in and week out, I defend against anyone and everyone. If I'm so afraid, then how come every single time you've cried and moaned about wanting another title shot, and every time you've cried and moaned about wanting certain stipulations, then how come I show up each and every week and comply? Why do I give you what you want every damn time? Huh?
Why am I not the one going down the street and getting the car salesman
to come in and help me, you know, beat down the champ? Well, I'm not the one who needs a chair to end the night on a good note.
Hold on. Wasn't there 2 weeks or two events where the Bone Crushers that I was advertised to get one of my rematches back, wasn't that canceled twice? And what excuse was it again?
Yeah, it was.
What excuse was it? There was plumbing issues? Is that really what you had to do, Titan? Is that really what you had to hold on to the title
a little bit
longer?
Boss, I think that the only plumbing issues there was the waterworks from the Titan going to Roger Ruffin and begging and saying, please, boss, please, I'm not ready for Adam Swayze yet. You got to cancel the show. I need more time to prepare.
That's exactly what happened. Gideon, there's a reason why I hired you.
Thank you, boss.
Oh, because he can come up with bigger fabrication and lies than you? Is that why you hired him? Through the thinking for
Whoa,
you? Because everything
lies.
Has not panned out. You've had all these plans and all these ideas that you've been escalating, and guess what happens? Every time you fail, every time you think of a stipulation, you fail. Every time you try something, you fail. So now you're bringing in a bigger idiot trying to do this, and you know what's going to happen? You both are going to fail. And then you guys can go home and cry together, and maybe you can bring someone else on, huh? Hey, maybe you can go get a mechanic from over on the street corner, huh? Maybe you can go get one of them working girls from over on the street corner. You can build this whole dream team and try to battle against me, huh? How about that? You want to try that? I mean, you got so much money. Why don't you just freaking, why don't you pay some big shot? Why don't you go get freaking Tom Hardy or Vin Diesel to come in and break my legs, huh? If you think you're so bad, why do you need these people?
You don't
people?
Need to. He's going to do it himself.
Exactly. Come Fairfield. Come January 27th in Fairfield. I'm going to do it myself. I promise you.
You keep saying that. Your promises mean nothing.
Oh, really? Really? Didn't I promise Saturday at Bone Crushers that that was a night you were never going to forget? And what happened?
Well,
have you forgotten
well,
that night,
after his
Titan?
Head bounced off that chair, he might forget.
Yep. Actually, you know what, Gideon? You got a point there. You got a point.
All that was another stupid chapter for you to write, huh? All that was something great for you to think. And guess what? Come Fairfield, no one's going to care. In a month, no one's going to care. In 2 months, you know what's going to be happening? I'll find another opponent, someone deserving. In 2months, you know what you're going to be doing? Huh? You're going to be over on the show.
In 2 months, I'm going to be the NWA champion.
You've got a pass,
and you're going to be competing
to follow me
in the number one contender.
You can't follow.
No. In 2 months, you're going to be watching me as NWF champion defend my title and do whatever I want because the champ does whatever he wants. And you're going to be competing. You're going to be trying to climb back up the ranks so you can have another shot at me.
Climb that ladder, Titan.
Speaking of climbing ladders.
Oh, hey, Callie!
People that have climbed the ladder to get where they are. And this is going to be another, this is going to be a great title defense. You're going to see the new Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, Lord Crew, and the Mercenary Anthony Bryant, along with Wildcat Chris Harris, as they take on the former champions, two of the brightest up-and-coming stars in the company, David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater.
Former champions, the club that Titan's about to join after Fairfield. The Crimson Mafia is already beaten. The Crimson Mafia has already beaten Jordan and David twice. I don't think that Jordan and David should get another shot at their old titles.
Schmucks.
Again, with outside interference, but I will digress on that. And then, the brand new, now two-time unified champion, Lexus Montez, taking on a man who, Titan, you are very, very familiar with, the returning Virus.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see Virus back in the NWF. I mean, Lexus just won that belt, but taking me from me firsthand, I don't know if he's going to be walking out because Virus is one of the best.
He's one of the best, and Lexus didn't get to see a whole lot of him when he was around, so it's kind of one of those, I don't think he quite knows what he's gotten himself into with that particular match. Because, as you say, Virus is one of the best. He's been one of the best for the longest time, and he's no stranger to winning championships. And for the biggest prize in Northern Wrestling Federation, the NWF Championship, Hollywood Adam Swayze will take on.
Who will win?
The Titan.
Spoiler alert.
As a matter of opinion,
Adam Swayze wins.
Oh, I mean, you folks should come to the show just to see how amazing it is when he wins, but, you know, he's going to win.
Spoiler alert, put your money where your mouth is.
If Mr. Swayze starts laying money down, none of you schmucks are going to be able to keep up.
You won that game. The house always wins, and I'm the NWF champion, which makes me the house. You guys want to start throwing these crazy predictions and hashtags around. Well, I have a prediction for you. Saturday night, you guys are going to end up in the hospital. If you keep going the way you're going, I'll choke one of you out.
You're going to end up in the hospital bringing you flowers, bub.
Why don't you
hold
put
on,
some
hold on. Hold
there,
on.
Huh?
If we're going to end up in the hospital, please, please make sure that we get the same doctor that you had after Bone Crushers, because apparently he does miracles.
Oh, that guy's a miracle worker.
My doctor was after Bone Crushers, a couple beers and a steak. Yeah, that's right. We'll bring that back around. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, cheap $2 steak.
Yeah, he definitely can't afford what I ate earlier today. Definitely can't afford it.
Absolutely
sure
not. That was imported.
Oh, my goodness. You two do an awful lot of running your yap when I have yet to see Swayze pick up a clean victory on the Titan. You have to.
You
want to
know why you
haven't
seen it? Because every time it's about to happen, Titan has to go and get himself disqualified, or Titan has to get somebody else involved, like that piece of crap, that idiot Kirk Shepard.
Oh, like Gideon.
Oh, hey, whoa, Gideon's not an idiot. Gideon's not a piece of crap. Gideon's my agent.
Thank you, boss.
Who also,
I agree.
Who also interfered Saturday because you were about to get your arm snapped off.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Callie, you must have gotten the director's cut or something like that. But from my memory, I was about to win. I decided, let's go off script. Let's give Titan some of his own medicine, and let's see how he feels when I get myself disqualified after a hard-fought match, like what I always give. And let's see how he feels. And you want to know how he felt? He was in a lot of pain. You want to know why? Because I dropped him on his skull not once, not twice, but three times.
Three times? How can you... You condescending schmucks pass judgment upon myself and Mr. Swayze for Mr. Swayze choosing to be disqualified Saturday when a few weeks ago the Titan did the same thing and everybody cheered for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Where instead of being cheered, instead of being portrayed as this hero, all the critics there boo me. They make us look like the bad guy when we weren't. We weren't being the bad guy, were we, Gideon?
No, absolutely not, boss. We were just giving that schmuck some, a taste of his own medicine.
Exactly.
You guys keep bringing this up. A couple weeks ago, he did this. A couple weeks ago, he did that. What about this? So how about we look towards the future?
On Saturday,
I'm going to bring the fight like I always do. You're going to bring your pink jacket and your blouses from the women's department. You're going to act like idiots. I'm sure you're going to have some shenanigans planned, and that's completely fine because I dare you to keep going down this road, to keep playing the DQ game, to keep playing the numbers game because eventually I'll get my way. Eventually there will be no disqualification. Eventually there will be a reason when stupido's freaking interference won't matter. And I want you to think real hard about what you're getting yourself into. I want you to think real hard about the person you're going to force me to be. If you throw out the rules, if you put something in my hand, if you put me in a place where no one can stop me, I want you to imagine the things in the hell I will bring down upon you. I will make you quit wrestling and go work in a damn car wash if you keep coming down this path.
First of all, the only shenanigans that me and Gideon are planning on getting into is at the after party after I walk out of Fairfield as the new NWF champion.
VIP room. Popping bottles all night.
It's not a VIP
exactly.
room. Wings and Rings. All right.
Whoa. You think
yeah,
I'd be caught dead in Wings and Rings? Wings and Rings is way too cheap for me.
No. Schmucks. And you know what? When we do go out for that after party, it's going to be at some nice, luxurious VIP room. Not some stupid, schmucky place like, I don't know, like a Club Platinum or something like that. Sounds horrible.
Oh, you've done your homework. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I am a smart guy.
You are
a very smart
guy.
Not as smart as me, but a very smart guy, Gideon.
That is accurate. You're the smartest man I've ever met, boss.
Oh, my God. Would you two please get a room? You're nauseating.
Gideon, are you sick?
Speaking of nauseating, every time I hear your schmuck voices, I throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I thought you were sick. You sound like a little stuffed, like you can't breathe all the way. I mean, it's probably really hard to breathe with your head so far up Mr. Swayze's butt. But, man, you need to go get that checked out. Take some Mucinex or something.
Right?
No, I have the finest doctors in California. Thank you. Mr. Swayze paid for them.
Oh, are they the same ones that are being investigated for writing illegal prescriptions?
No, I'm pretty sure you just made that up. Just made that up right here on the spot. Shouldn't a host of a show like this be unbiased?
Seriously, I'm feeling like Callie is more on Titan's side, like those critics were at Bone Crushers, and like how those critics will be in Fairfield.
But you
I'm
know what, boy?
Unbiased,
no,
but
that
I don't
matter. Doesn't matter who's on your side or who's on Titan's side, because at the end of the day, Adam Swayze walks out of Fairfield with the title.
Exactly.
Let me tell you why people back me. That's because I stand for something a little bit different. That's because I stand for the fight and only the fight. And you know the problem with you is you don't. All you stand for is Hollywood and money and, you know, the NWF.
That's
you,
all
the
that
NWF
matters.
Title. It's not about being the champion. It's about the payday. It's about the paycheck. I don't give a
That's
damn if I'm not making any
matters.
Money being the NWF champion. I will hold that thing and hold it proud.
At the end of the day, money is the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that matters. I don't
You're
care
gonna a lot of,
if those things are on my side or not. It doesn't matter to me. What matters
matter.
At the end of the day is how many zeros are on that paycheck.
And it is a lot.
You see there, Gideon? Nothing matters to him but money. So that means you don't matter. All you are is a means to an end. And that is fact.
Gideon,
the end that you speak of is Mr. Swayze becoming the NWF heavyweight champion.
Exactly. And spoiler alert,
you people can spin
Fairfield
it
ends.
However you want. You can spin it however you want. The script reads, Adam Swayze is the NWF champion. Roll credits.
There's no way to spin it. You keep saying we can spin it and there's all these angles to play. With me, there are none. I come straight forward. I come straight at you. You know why? Because I'm the undisputed best inside that ring. Swayze has not been around long enough to fart in the wind, and he thinks he's going to get in there with one of the best in the business. I've been doing this for 12 damn years, boy. And I'm telling you right now that you think all these little shenanigans are going to matter, and you think that this little dweeb, this little schmuck is going to get you somewhere. The only place your current act is going to get you is in the hospital.
First of all, I've been there for less than 6 months. And look at where I'm at. I'm main eventing every single event that we have. I'm in the main event. I'm taking it to you, our so-called champion. I'm making you have to give me your all to keep up with me.
You haven't begun.
Imagine what I'm going to do to you in Fairfield.
On your best day, you could not handle my all. Guys like Jay Donaldson handled my all. Guys like Sean the Virus Hard Drive handled my all. All you get, you barely get me breaking a sweat. If you want my all, then the match will probably last about 3 minutes and you'll apologize afterwards. You'll ask for a round two, and maybe I'll let it last 5 minutes. Maybe, I don't know. But you know what? If you want my absolute best, then you aren't even worth the paycheck you claim.
You know, Titan, you talk a big game. You talk this game about how long you've been around. You've been around 12 years, and that's great. That is a fact. I will give you that. But how many of those years did you spend sniffing T-Money's jockstrap? How many of those years did you spend getting punched in the face and knocked out by women in boxing matches? How long was that?
Probably as long as you're going to do it. You know why? because there's a time and a place for everything. When I was in that spot, when I was doing what you're doing now, when I was carrying luggage and praising my clients, that was because I hadn't earned anything. I hadn't earned what I have now, and for 12 years, I've been earning it. I took so long to get here. You know why? Because I didn't take the shortcuts. Even when I was against the fence, even when I was in spots like Revolution, even when me and Russ and Money weren't always cheered, guess what we were doing? We were still working hard. When I was in the Revolution, I became a 2-time unified champion, held the belt for longer than anyone. I guess what else? Oh, 3-time tag team champion. Yeah, I was doing all that with the fans booing me because I was still working my damnedest and my hardest. And eventually, without having to ask for it, the fans started cheering me, in which case I became a tri-state champion. I've held every single title the NWF has to offer because I grinded for 12 damn years. And you think you can jump to the front of the line because I requested to wrestle you? You think that means anything? I brought you into this spot, and just like a father says to his son, boy, I will take your ass out of it.
Are you kidding me? Look, Titan, you can rant off. You can rant off how many titles you've won and everything. Do you want me to start ranting off how many awards I've won? I probably
not a
shouldn't
damn
because
one.
We don't have all night. Not a damn one.
Well,
are you
we don't have
me?
That kind of time.
Gideon, tell them how many awards I got.
Well, boss, like you said, I'm a smart man, but even I can't count that high.
Yeah, you got Ass Cream of the Year last year. Good for you.
You know, I heard the only reason he got that hemorrhoid commercial was because they couldn't get Macaulay Culkin to do it.
Okay, first of all, don't ever compare me to Macaulay Culkin, okay? Don't ever do that.
Who was Macaulay Culkin?
See, look at that. Gideon doesn't even know
who he is.
Gideon's
that?
The best agent in Hollywood.
That's true.
There's
you know why I'm the best agent in
Hollywood?
Because I back Mr. Swayze.
That makes you the dumbest agent in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over the sound of the money machines going behind me because I'm counting up Mr. Swayze's money.
Oh, it's Mr. Swayze.
Oh,
are you sure it's Uncle Louie who runs the furniture store, huh? The furniture store and sells pillows by the gram. It's probably that kind of money machine, right?
No, I have no idea what you're referring to.
Why don't you go have a pastrami sandwich?
Yeah, first of all,
let the big boys talk. Because if you try to get involved on Saturday, you're going to find out that I'm the biggest boy in the yard.
Well,
believe me, he is the biggest boy in the yard, believe me.
You two talk over each other. You guys got to get on the same page. If you're going to be the client and whatever the hell the other thing is called, if you're going to be that, then you guys need to get on the same page. You guys keep talking over each other. No one gets what you're saying.
Well, you stumbled over your words there, Bub, so it looks like you're not even on the same page with yourself.
Oh, I stumble over my words all the time. Excuse me.
Yeah, you might have a problem.
A few
usually times that.
Saturday. My brain's not working right.
Yeah, I don't think it ever has.
Yeah, hey, especially after Bone Crushers, your brain definitely wasn't working right.
On these callbacks. Oh,
yeah, that's a fact.
Callbacks.
You know, you guys keep, for lack of a better phrase, poking the bear bites back rather quickly and rather viciously. So I would, we'll call it fair warning, I would be very cautious when it comes to Saturday.
If anything, the past few weeks, Titan's been poking the bear. And what happened, Titan? What happened? The bear eventually bit back, didn't he? And he left you laying, didn't he?
The only bear you are is Winnie the Damn Pooh. Why would you even call yourself a bear? What's wrong with you? Don't insult these creatures by comparing yourself to a bear. Are you crazy? You're a koala bear, okay? You're one of those bears that wear their little red T-shirts and go chase down honey. You will never be a bear in any reality. I will always be the alpha predator when it comes to me and you. I will always be the alpha predator when it comes to the NWF. Make no mistake about it. I like to make jokes and talk about drinking my beer and having my steak and have a good laugh. But when that bell rings, I see red, people get hurt. When the games stop, when I put the controller down and all bets are off, You don't want to be in the bear cave, because I will show you what it's like to live in the wilderness, and you won't survive.
You're right, because I don't live in the wilderness like you. I live in my mansion in Hollywood, California.
Mansion.
You fall back on your shtick and your stupid manager, and I'll fall back on being the best. I let my ability speak for me.
Your ability to get your head planted into a chair?
Another callback. You're so original, Gideon. You're so original with these callbacks. You know, Boston
Luke
has
over 2,000
views. Everyone saw what happened. Go to Northern Wrestling Federation on Facebook, and you can see what happens. You can see me get spiked right on my head a few times. You see me get spiked right on the steel chair. Everyone can do that right now for free on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
and
the
then,
most views Boston Luke has ever gotten. Because
come to Fairfield, Ohio, and see the sequel as I plant these two schmucks on their heads. I told you we'll make a horror movie in Fairfield, and you're going to find out that I am the ultimate villain.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you go. You get your pre-sale tickets. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Pre-sale for general admission is $8. VIPs are $15 at the door and pre-sale. Go out, get your tickets. You do not want to miss this action. Obviously, tension's running high. And honestly, I don't blame Titan one bit. And normally I am. I am a very biased host, but I hope he kicks your ass.
I don't blame Titan for not showing up Saturday in Fairfield, January 27th. I don't blame him for saving that trip to the hospital, for holding on to that title just for a few more hours. I don't blame him.
You know, Mr. Swayze, I got to tell you, I don't appreciate the treatment we've been getting on this show here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm going to get a call. I'm going to go ahead and call your lawyers, and I'm going to get this whole thing shut down. I'll see you, Mr. Swayze, in Saturday in Fairfield. And, the schmuck, you're tight, and you'll be there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Gideon, that's actually a great idea. You see, I got these three Brazilian models here. So I'm going to hang up the phone, too, because obviously they're kind of catching on to, you know, they're kind of catching my eye a little bit. So I'm going to leave, too. Gideon, I'll see you Saturday in Fairfield.
Make sure you take your boxes off, punk.
Hey, Titan, I'm going to see you being carried out on a stretcher Saturday, January 27th in Fairfield.
Hollywood. Original.
All right. Yes, yeah, very original.
Goodbye.
Are you done talking over me? I'm Hollywood. I talk first. Tally, I hope that I don't see you Saturday in Fairfield since you...
It's my ass.
Okay. All right. Titan, hold on to that title for just a little bit longer. Keep it warm for me, all right?
Good thing you got Gideon. I can do the talking for you now on when I break your damn jaw on Saturday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hollywood Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein. You will see them and all the superstars in the Northern Wrestling Federation, including the NWF champion, the Titan. Please do me a favor and shut him up. That is probably the most nauseating person I've ever met. Titan, I know you don't need luck, but I do. I sincerely wish you the best of luck on Saturday. I hope you beat his ass. Snap that bow tie around that worm's neck. Because, yeah, that was just – their actions at Bone Crushers were despicable. And don't forget, people, mark your calendars. The NWF goes on the road. We are in Fairfield this Saturday. We will be at Bone Crushers on Saturday, February 3rd. hits in Covington for NWF Shot Through the Heart on February the 17th. So make sure you get your tickets for those events. Make sure you go out, you get your pre-sale tickets for this Saturday night in Fairfield at the UAW Hall on Sims Road. Doors open at 7 o'clock, bell time 8 p.m. Titan, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. I will see you this Saturday in Fairfield.
I will be there.
NWF Army, come out, show your support. We will see everybody this Saturday in Fairfield. Ace Diamond, do you have anything you would like to add?
You know, Titan kicking Adam Swayze's ass would not just be doing you a favor. That would be doing the world a favor.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a humanitarian, so I'll make sure I do that.
We appreciate that. Our ears appreciate that.
And Weinstein couldn't have a better name. He's such a whiner.
Oh, if that's not ever the truth. You know, that's one of those that makes me want to look at Roger Russell and say, I understand. I haven't wrestled in a while. But please, one more match. The fact that he stands there, he disrespects not only the NWF champion, the other superstars in the Northern Wrestling Federation. He disrespected the man Roger Ruffin and the entire NWF Army. And truth be told, I don't play that game.
Just leave those two to me, because I'm telling you right now, I'll handle it. And this, he may be only an agent or whatever you want to call him, but sooner or later, I'm going to make sure I get my hands on Gideon.
I totally look forward to seeing that.
I mean, he's not a wrestler. We can do anything he wants. We can take it to the streets. We could even, you know, A, we could do a boxing match. Because as I said before, I've boxed a woman before, so I guess I could do it again, because Gideon sure is not no man.
No. And some of the best agents I've seen come through the Northern Wrestling Federation have stepped between the ropes. And to say that somebody the caliber of a Kirk Shepherd, now come on, none of us believe that Swayze got a restraining order against Kirk Shepherd. That's just fabrication, and it's preposterous. Shepherd wouldn't waste his time on Swayze, as he very well stated the last time he was at Bone Crushers. So again, NWF Army, wrestling fans, get your tickets. You do not want to miss this huge night of wrestling action. And you never know who's going to stop by the Northern Wrestling Federation. Who's going to take on Mr. Reality Check? What other individuals are going to step up to challenge the Titan? And most importantly, be there, because it might be a little cool outside, but the action is scorching hot. So get those pre-sale tickets. Make sure you join us in Fairfield. Join us at Bone Crushers. And make sure to come to HITS in Covington on February the 17th. Titan, Ace Diamond, gentlemen, have a nice night. And I will see everybody in Fairfield this Saturday.
Let's go.
Titan, have a good one. Miss Callie, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the evening. Be sure to tune in next week to find out what you missed or what happened this Saturday in Fairfield. Have a good night, everybody.